Okay. I'll call this meeting of, special meeting of the Franklin Township Board of Trustees to order on November 9th at 12:05. And I'd like to ask Jan if she would open with the pledge.
Yes, sir. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Let us pray real quick. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for guiding the residents here and you looking out for us. And we thank you most of all for passing the levy, Heavenly Father. Father, just be with us and allow this board to use your wisdom to make the decisions best for this township and its residents. In Jesus' precious and holy name, amen.
Amen.
All right. The first order of business is we need to do, and this excites me.
We need to do roll call, gentlemen.
Oh, yeah. Roll call. I'm too excited about this. Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
John?
Yes.
Thank
you. Nick, I'm going to make a blanket resolution and read out the resolution numbers of, anyhow, I guess we have to do them individually, don't we?
It has to be a resolution for each one.
Mr. Mazur, you want to read these off for us since Nick doesn't have them and he's
absolutely
not here?
Absolutely. This is resolution 2022-176, rescinding a 90-day layoff notice to Franklin Township Police Officer Lieutenant David Ratliff. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board gives their approval to rescind the notice of layoff given to Lieutenant Ratliff.
I would second that motion, Mr. Chairman.
So moved.
Was that motion made?
I would like to make a motion that we, as stated, that we rescind for David Ratliff.
I'll second the motion.
All right, roll call, Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
John?
Yes.
Thank you. That was to rescind resolution 2022-176.
Yes.
The next resolution I have is 2022-177, rescinding of 90-day layoff notice to Franklin Township Police Officer Roger Myers. Be resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board gives their approval to rescind the notice of layoff given to Officer Roger Myers.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All right, roll call, Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Resolution 2022-178, rescinding of 90-day layoff notice to Franklin Township Police Officer Norman Baldwin. Be resolved, the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board gives their approval to rescind the notice of layoff given to Officer Norman Baldwin.
So moved as resolution's written.
Second.
Roll call, Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Thank you. Is resolution 2022-178 rescinded?
I have resolution 2022-179, rescinding of 90-day layoff notice to Franklin Township Police Officer Timothy Myers. Be resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board gives their approval to rescind the notice of layoff given to Officer Timothy Myers.
So moved as written.
Second.
Roll call, Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Thank you.
And then I have resolution 2022-180, rescinding of 90-day layoff notice to Franklin Township Police Officer Kevin Disselhorst. Be resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board gives their approval to rescind the notice of layoff given to Kevin Disselhorst.
So moved as the resolution is written.
Second.
Roll call, Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, moving on to, well, before we move on to other business, I would like to thank those residents that are here for the meeting, and also for those, I know they were part of them that worked hard on getting this levy passed, and the township businesses, Brown's Tires helped us out, Capital Towing helped us out, and I would like to thank also the Fraternal Order of Police Lodge 9 for stepping up to the plate and not only helping us out there with donations for the PAC, but also for making statements. I don't believe there is any lodge president in the history of FOP that has made a public service announcement for a levy. So I'd like to thank them publicly in a public meeting and get it on public record. Also would like to thank the Franklin County Sheriff's Department for stepping up and helping us and assisting us with the levy issue, along with assisting us in these times when we did not have the proper coverage and the safety of the people. And with talking about public safety, I would like to open up the discussion about adding officers. With the ones we just brought back the layoff notice, Chief, how many does that give you?
We just rescinded, was it?
Four?
Five.
That'd be
we currently have eight, including myself, which includes all of those. The next discussion that I had, if you're ready, would be to offer Holly Watts, or she would be the next one before any new people could be hired.
Mm-hmm.
To offer her that, I spoke to her briefly this morning. She's in training. She will let me know by this evening, yes or no.
Okay.
Which kind of puts her on the spot, but we have to know moving forward.
Yes.
The other thing I was going to propose to the board would be to hire Matt Kidwell and Wendell Jackson, whom were both part-time, moved to unpaid auxiliary, so there's no break in service for them, no extra training required, and they would both be ready to go on the street.
Immediately.
Virtually immediately.
Okay, let me ask you this. With those three, say Holly does come.
That would give us 11.
What would that look like, shift coverage? Because right now, if you look at the numbers that we were given, first and second shift seems to be the hot crime times. I realize, you know, we do have crime going on in the third shift hour, but let's make sure we have, I guess what I'm asking you is to make sure we have enough coverage on those two shifts before we add the third shift to cover the crime that's been escalated over the last year.
Correct, because even beyond the 11, assuming Holly would come back, you could go to three shifts, but it would be
thin.
It'd be a little bit thin. We need a 12th and a 13th person, which we do have some trained prospects, but they would still need coaching. So with the board's support, we could be back to three shifts within a couple months.
Yeah.
Awesome.
By the end of the year, maybe.
I think it would be a little longer. Maybe by the end of the first quarter.
Yeah, if not sooner, because once they're in training, they're going to be
by the end of January.
That's about what I have.
Well, I have a resolution to bring Holly back, but we're going to hold off on these until
Mr. Chairman.
Yeah.
How about if we do the three that the chief recommended, and then if Holly declines, then at least we don't have to meet again. That if she wanted to, then great, and if she declines it, then we don't. You know, it's okay. We can just.
Sounds good to me.
We can do it. If she doesn't come back, then it can be rescinded.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. We can do a resolution contingent on her decision there, Jim, before I do, I believe.
Hey, gentlemen, real quick, before we move on to hiring folks, if we're going to be using ARP money, I need to know wages. I need to know everything possible so I can use, if that's what the board so chooses to do.
Sure.
The police budget right now cannot support what's left in the levy cannot support hiring three people right this second. I need to know how much money we are going to be spending out of ARP if the board elects to make that decision to bring these officers in, because they would probably have to, they would either have to be paid out of that fund, or you would have to move money from ARP to police. But again,
I'm going to stop you for a second, because I appreciate that, but let the board make that decision on that. We are aware that we can use the ARP money. However, this board of trustees is the one that makes that decision, and then we'll get with you to say how much that we need to put in each account.
But if you're wanting to bring people on,
I understand. Thank you.
I don't appreciate that.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. So, Mr. Chairman, if we can continue.
Resolution number 2022-181, be resolved at the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board approves the recall of Officer Holly Watts on contention that she wants to come back to return to active duty at her previous rate, Step D, with no loss of seniority or break in service as per the collective bargaining agreement.
And I would second that.
Can we have a roll call on that, Nick?
Yeah, Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Thanks.
Just make sure, if you would, Nick, that contingent is entered into her
discussion before you get
into that recall or whatever. Okay.
Discussion before you.
We'll make sure of that. Thank you.
Thanks.
And as you heard in the, Nick, as you heard in the resolution, you should already know her step and pay.
That's correct.
Yeah, to do your additive ads, and the collective bargaining agreement will spell out new full time officers because they would come in at entry step, or
well, that's what I wanted to talk about. So,
do we want it
too little, too late?
Do we want to go through the rest of the resolutions and then let Chief speak?
When Chief wants
to speak.
Well,
part of what I'm saying is part of the resolution, due to the situation with lateral transfers in the county today and how difficult it is to get people, I would recommend that we start them out at a higher step.
Okay.
To be a little bit competitive. The levy money, when I sat down with Jeff, and it was obviously figured at the highest step possible, and we included some inflation. So I think I recommend D step, but D is the last step, so either C or D would be my recommendation to the board.
So in this, to be competitive, and what we're seeing, and we want to keep these residents safe, I would ask the board to see about D-step. It's no different than we've done with other departments where we've needed for the police, as well as the road department, where we skipped up steps in order to be competitive, as also to have people that are already trained, especially for the two two part-timers that we're going to call back. They've already got time on the road. They already know what to do. They don't have to be trained. That's got to be worth value to the residents, that they can take calls immediately and they know the addresses.
I would agree with that.
Well, I was under the impression now that the FOP say that we had the contract on extension until 2023.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and they wanted to recall that. Is that correct or not, Steve?
The chief could probably, and I don't mean to put you on the spot,
the
recall and the layoff, chief, how that came about, or?
Well, they did a continuation for a year based on
the
monetary situation.
Right.
So come next June or there before,
we'll need to negotiate a new contract.
Reopen up the contract for everything.
And
the
recall was how we call the officers back was based on their seniority, correct?
Correct.
Correct. Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I was under the impression.
Hang on one second. Roger Myers is asked to address the board. I wanted that for public record.
Yeah. I was under the impression that the whole thing with the contract extension was basically hinged on whether or not the levy did pass in November. So that if the levy passed in November, then we'd go back into negotiations for the regular contract.
Okay.
I was under the impression when I saw that they were, in which we have seen in the past, that they forego 1 year and then we would come into contract talks. Unless I'm wrong.
Either way, we'll
abide by whatever we signed. So yeah. That's not a problem.
I'll get with Mason and Jackie and see
right.
What
please.
They,
so,
see
yeah,
what that
please.
Is.
Yeah, whatever, please. You know, whatever the language is. Tell
there, there's been so much back and forth on that.
Right.
Yes.
So. Tell Mason to give me a call.
Your contract, your end of the contract was actually in June of this year. Is that correct?
Correct. Yeah. They have been graciously enough to extend it
to
because
extend
of the monetary.
Now, at that point in time, it hadn't been real long ago that Steve came and you said they told me at least the FOP said.
I'm sorry, what, sir?
The FOP said that something about not extending anymore or something. I'm not clear what the.
Well, I think that's right, but like Roger was saying, I think it all depended on what.
Right.
What happened with the levy?
Yeah.
Right.
So,
whether the levy passed or failed,
yes,
they weren't going
right.
to extend it past the June of 23.
So the question, gentlemen, that I think we're coming down to is the board accepting? Would the board accept step D as the chief has recommended in order to get officers?
I personally, as the chairman of the board. Don't have a problem with that as long as it's okay with the collective bargaining agreement, which I believe it is, right? To start them at a higher step.
I don't see any issue with it. I mean, I'll double check with Jackie and Steve, make sure we're not violating anything.
Right. I don't want to violate the contract by doing that, but
exactly.
I don't think it will. With
I mean, the chief's always had the discretion or the board.
Absolutely.
He's
you're right.
The
right.
Yeah.
And it's management rights. That would yeah. The, as
yeah.
long as we're not going below the step.
Okay.
As,
I just
yeah. I don't.
Hey, as well as they have helped us get this levy passed, I don't want to step on toes.
No, I absolutely, and I don't want to. You know, a few months from now, I'll be sitting here trying to rehangle it.
Right, right,
well.
Right. So
I'm
with all that,
get it done, get it over with, and make sure the agreements are solid, Roger, is what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
With that being said, I will read this resolution, and this first resolution here, and that is Resolution 2022-183. To be resolved, this Board of Trustees of Franklin Township of Franklin County, Ohio, the board approves the hiring of Wendell Jackson at a full-time police officer step D, effective November 10th. We'll make it tomorrow.
Mr. Chairman, does
yeah.
it, the way that I think that the chief had it, we had, I don't know, if does it matter which one we read off first, sir?
Do you have 182?
It's okay.
They're in numerical order already. So
no, I messed them up, but that's okay.
Because I didn't
matter.
Know if it changes anything for your purposes, because I
no,
think
because
it was supposed to be Matt first and then Wendell second.
Yeah, because I think the numbers are already assigned.
Yeah, but as long as we
okay.
read the right numbers, we're fine.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure we didn't mess up.
Yeah, so. November 10th. I need a second on that resolution.
Yeah. Exactly. Are we sure that date's right now?
November 10th, correct?
10th.
Tomorrow?
At
yes.
the earliest, but in Wendell's case, he's going to need to give 2 weeks' notice.
We'll
work that out with fiscal.
Or even
yeah.
if we say it's a chief's discretion, effective
yeah.
the 11th.
Yeah, I mean, you almost have to put a date in there, so tomorrow's
yeah.
fine.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I purposely wanted to read this one
yeah.
last.
Well, I'll second that.
Right. Save the worst for last.
Yeah. Yeah. I like to we need to take a vote on
yes.
on this first one.
Wait a minute. Did you second Ralph?
I did.
Okay.
Yes, there was a second. This is for 2022-183. Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Thank you. Now this one, like I said, I wanted to read this one last. Resolution 2022-182, be it resolved by the Board of Trustees, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves the hiring of Matthew Kidwell as a full-time police officer at Step D, effective November 10th of this year, 2022.
Okay, and I would second that.
All right, roll call, Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Thank you.
Welcome aboard. Chief,
yes.
Can you get with Robin and get both of them new hire kits? And they have to have those filled out before their first shift.
Correct.
Okay. All right.
Hey, real quick on that, that would also include anything related to I-9. That means we would need a copy of driver's license and etc.
That's part
on the
of the
I-9.
New hire kit, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, if I may, Mr. Sherman, there, the fiscal officer, you had a little issue there regarding the money that we have, and John kind of cut it down a little bit. Could you explain a little bit as to what you said you wanted to know the amounts of money that is required? I don't even know for sure how much of that
ARP.
Yeah, money that's still available to afford utilization right now. Do you have a figure on that?
500,000.
I can get the board a figure, but nobody has consulted me regarding how much was left. Nobody has asked for any information prior to today.
Nick, that is not correct. We have asked for monthly updates on that.
And we have yet. And then my last calculation, if I'm correct, we have 500,000. If my calculations are correct, we're looking at a bridge of $100,000 out of the 500.
Sure. I just wanted to make sure that there was no other planned expenditures for ARP.
So at this time, the board's only asking to use ARP money for the officers.
Hang on. Sorry, go ahead and state that, Nick.
Were there any other expenditures coming? I am more than confident that we have the money to move that. I just needed to know because I know there were some other discussions about other things coming out of there this year, yet I didn't know what else was coming and if I need to plan for anything else.
What I wanted to do, Nick, is try to get a good clarification on what we're talking about there.
If you can get us an update on the exact dollar amounts that have been spent, the exact dollar amount that's left, we can let you know if there's going to be any more expenditures out of there this year.
As far as any talks, its board has not had any other talks of money spent, and it's up to the board to decide what that money's going to be spent on. So if there's any other talks, then that's useless because it's up to the board, and I have not heard anything that come to the board that we would spend the money on.
We are looking at different equipment. If you're referring back to the last couple of meetings, we are looking at different pieces of equipment, but we have not decided how we're going to pay for that yet.
I don't think there's been anything actually definitive that we have passed.
Right. There's nothing definitive that we've passed to come out of the ARP money.
Nick, here's at least my perspective, and probably our my fellow chairman too. I mean, we've worked long and hard trying to get the levy passed. And just bearing in mind all the people here in the meeting concerned, that we have a duty to the residents.
Amen.
To get.
No, I absolutely agree. I just wanted to make sure before we go too much further, because I have heard that there were some other discussions. I wasn't sure if anything
okay,
has been
well,
passed.
I would rather take, if you don't mind, I would rather take and get us all on the same train of thought and working situation as to go out of this meeting with a little adversity between anyone. And just bearing in mind, we do work for the people. And that's one of the things that we have funding there that is authorized to be utilized for the good of the people. As far as I'm personally concerned, that's our duty to see that the people get the money. And they stepped up with a lot of work and everything from us. They stepped up and passed what we asked them to. And for that, I'll ever always be grateful. I think it was a major, major step for Franklin Township, because my opinion is without the growth and the ability to have some sort of protection for our community, why would any new resident want to move to our community without having some sort of public services to know that their family or whatever is going to be safe? Or
businesses.
Yes, from businesses and so forth.
7-Eleven.
So I think we're beholding to the public to spend that money. So, I mean, I'll just leave it at that. But as far to answer your question, no, I don't think that we have dedicated any of that money to anything else right now, have we, Jim?
I don't know of anything. John said he doesn't know of anything.
No. So I mean,
there's a lot of discussions, and you know, that's one of the bad things with you not making the meeting.
Anything decided?
No.
Okay.
That's one of the things with you not making the meetings is you might be missing out on some of the interpretations of what is being discussed at the meetings. But
the board did not discuss with me moving all the meetings to noon. They just went ahead and did it. Nobody asked if it was okay and fiscal was going to be able to be there. So I'll leave it at that.
Well, that is up to the Board of Trustees to make the time when the meetings are going to be.
And then also, you have an obligation to let us know that you were no longer available at noon. At your current status, you used to be at that, and then your job times have changed, but the board did not know that.
Okay, moving on. Roger, you missed your resolution of rescinding your layoff notice.
Do you want us to redo that?
We can reread it for you. Good. No, we have rescinded all of them, so you can tell your fellow officers that they're done. I've already talked to Steve Mason this morning.
I want a copy of it, just to remember when. 20 years from now, you'll be like, I remember this.
So, with nothing else to discuss on this level, I would make a motion that the Board of Trustees goes into an executive session, and we'll go into executive session. Wow, I'm tired. To discuss matters in confidential of the state status, as directed by the Ohio Revised Code 121-22, parentheses G, and parentheses 5, to discuss the security arrangements of the Public Safety Office.
Exactly.
You have two there, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Public Safety Office could reasonably be expected to jeopardize the security of the public office, as directed by the Ohio Revised Code 121-22, parentheses G, and parentheses 6.
Ralph seconded it.
Sorry. Yeah. I roll call, and the time for this, for the record, is 12:32, in case that was not stated. Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Thank you.
This time we'll move into executive session.
You're good.
At this time, I would make a motion to bring the Board of Trustees out of executive session on November 9th at the time of 1:48.
All of them.
Oh, sorry.
Can you give us a roll call since we do not...
Mr. Horn?
Yes.
Mr. Leisure?
Yes.
Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
There was no discussion, or no decisions made on any discussions. But with coming out, I would like to make a resolution. Can we have
a
resolution?
On a different matter?
On a different matter. We should have took care of this.
No, you're fine.
Took care of this beforehand.
It'll be resolution. John, give me 1 second. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I think it's
184.
184. This board will extend all authority given to run the day-to-day operations, and all the time, let me back up. This board will give all the authority to Steve Mazur and the power to to run the day-to-day operations set forth by this Board of Trustees.
And that would be...
That would be employment decisions.
Yeah. And notwithstanding any other...
Right. If Mr. Mazur says it, it's like one of us saying it.
Yeah.
And he will report to us, and he deals it out.
Yeah, you probably need to put it in there. Day-to-day operation.
Employment disciplines.
As approved by the Board of Trustees. I think if you interject to a person, then it's going to be questioned. Now, we've had 3 years of having a doggone state auditor in here. I want him out of our pocket if I can figure out a way.
So, Mr. Horn, this is just for that's him.
That's why I said
no.
That's what it means by as the board sets forth.
If you don't clarify, you'll find.
We did. We did, as the board sets forth. Yeah. That's what that meant. Yeah.
Okay. You heard what I stated.
It will save you some grief.
Would you like to since there's some discussion?
Remake it?
Yeah.
Okay. So, be it resolved by the Board of Trustees, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board is extending all privilege by the board of power, day-to-day operations, employment discipline to Mr. Mazur as set forth by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio.
That sounds pretty good there.
And if there's no further discussion on this...
I will second that. And we will take a vote whenever Mr. Mazur is ready to ask us for a vote.
Mr. Horn?
Yes.
Mr. Leaser?
Yes.
Mr. Fleshman?
Yes. So, sir, it's your ship. And you just, you will
keep us
that way. You don't have three different opinions going three different ways.
These guys are water at the mouth.
If you don't like the way he looks at you, just do what you want to do.
Firing.
Just let us know when you need a new person.
Let us know when you're firing.
I mean that's kind of crazy. In my
just
opinion,
keep us posted on who we got working for.
Wait a minute, are we still in?
At this time, I'm going to adjourn the meeting.
It is 1:50 on November 9th, 2022.
Let me see if I can get that.